What's up to the point, listeners? Welcome back this week. I know you've been waiting for it. The second part of the episode with the COO of Yelp, Jed Nachman, and Chris Baish, the CEO of Hatch. This second part is so damn good. I cannot wait for you to hear it. So dig in and enjoy.
What's the password?
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Welcome in to the To The Point Home Services VIP room, where we invite you, the listeners, in to hang alongside some of the biggest, baddest, and most successful VIPs of the home services industries. You never know which surprise guest will show up next. So let's get this party started.
I'm going to transition to lead transparency. And by the way, this is like synonymous to third-party lead ags, I would say. Like, I think this is or even marketing in general, like through, like I ran a digital marketing agency for a long time, almost 20 years, you know, big agency. And I mean, we kind of dealt with some of these things at times, which is crazy because all we did was leverage Google. But it's around lead transparency. So I'm just going to read the question as is off the paper. And once I summed it all up, and again, all these questions came from our listeners and from the industry. So around lead transparency, it says, how does Yelp define a lead? And what metrics should contractors use to determine whether Yelp is actually delivering a return on investment?
Yeah, I will. I'll take the first part of it. Actually, we have the expert of experts on the call right now, and Chris, because that's what he's doing. He's ingesting these leads from multiple different sources. You know, listen, that is everybody defines a lead differently. Somebody's going to be really happy when they get a phone number. Somebody's going to be happy when they can go back and forth on a digital platform. Somebody's going to want to, a text string. Somebody's going to want to have an actual closed deal to define a lead. And so, as you know, there's a very wide range in terms of how people define leads. What we want to do is take really material intent. People don't come to Yelp. You don't go to Yelp and type in, a plumbing repair for fun. You do it because you actually have a need. Now, our job and where we need to get better and are getting a lot better is to make sure we're matching that lead in the right way. One of the things that I'm most excited about is our Yelp Assistant consumer product, which originally rolled out in services and now is across all categories. But it's an interface where you can go in and get really, really detailed and nuanced based on all that content that we have around what your project is. You can send in pictures, you can ask multiple questions. And what that Yelp Assistant is going to do is match you, I call it the needle in the haystack, because you can imagine how many different service pros we have that specialize in different things. And this Yelp Assistant is designed to make sure we're matching you with the very, very best pro. So that is always a continual problem in the industry. We're working it. We're using AI in the back end with our ad system and our algorithms for just natural organic search. And this Yelp Assistant thing is really cool and is going to allow these service pros, our service pros, to get a better match over time. And it's a magical experience. You should all go out and do it. I just did it for restaurants. You can go say, I need a restaurant that has a phenomenal wine list, but has high chairs for my children. And by the way, you better watch parking on that day because there's an event at Arrowhead Stadium that you might run into traffic with. It's that deep and detailed. And I think that's kind of a proxy for how people are going to go search for information. It's not just going to be like plumber generic in Denver. It's going to be, what's my project? How deep can we get into it? What are the actual specifics behind it? Can that service pro serve it or not? And you got to have that corpus of content in order to do that. But Chris, you can talk a lot about, how do you define a lead?
I think the definition of a lead from Yelp perspective, you kind of hit on. The other question that you guys have, which is, do I know if they're good or not? I think is pretty interesting. And, that's sort of at the core of what, Hatch is. We're an AI lead management platform really to help home service businesses convert these things into appointments that then turn into revenue. And so the contractors that I see that take an approach almost like your ad agency, which is like, I'm going to track this thing from the source to did they even reply to me? If they did reply to me, did they book an appointment? If they booked the appointment, did they end up closing it, becoming a closed deal? And how much was the deal worth? And I've got to map that whole thing out. And if I can do that, I can start to say, well, Yelp works for me or doesn't, or Google LSA works for me or doesn't. And I think the folks that I've seen go from sort of maybe one or two trucks to like 50, do a really good job becoming a marketing and sales analytics. Like they think about this stuff, they track this stuff, and they A/B test this stuff, and they even employ people to monitor and interact with the AI to care about, like it's their job. They incentivize them. And then all of a sudden that gets better because, you know, these lead ads, man, I mean, you guys know this, one lead might go to five people. How do you deal with that? And that could really, that could be a shitty lead, or it could be a really great lead depending on how you manage it, I think is what I see. Yeah.
So is the evolution with Hatch, with you guys in this area from that to help manage that experience for contractors through Yelp? Is that kind of the model? Like, is that going to be that, or is that a secondary service? Like, how does that actually integrate into that process into the future for people that are curious about that? Like, what does that mean for somebody like me that, let's say, isn't really using Yelp and isn't using Hatch? I mean, I use similar stuff, right? But what does that look like? How would that benefit me?
It's a good question. We're an AI lead management platform and agnostic to any lead source. We do not care. There's tons of them. We partner with Angie, Google, Yelp. We're going to continue to do that because our mission is high conversion for you guys and understanding which lead sources give the best return on investment. But through our partnership specifically with Yelp, I'm also excited about, you guys talked about like transparency over if it's a lead or not. Yelp just announced on, unmasked leads, which basically you now get the phone number of the consumer as they're reaching out to you. Why is that important? Because when we look at the back end data, it actually takes three attempts, phone, text, possibly two texts and email to get a lead convert. So you need this contact information. You got to work them, almost like a B2B company.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I would just add, you think about that expertise being in-house at Hatch, and we have, all these service professionals. Some may not be at the level where they need a Hatch in order to kind of manage their leads. But you can bet when you look at our, roadmap going forward, do we want to put those tools in the hands of our pros who are maybe just starting out, maybe are not the lead volume where they need to, kind of buy an entire enterprise type Hatch system. And that expertise is really, really important for us. We've run on the front end and the top of the funnel and how do you drive leads? And we think, kind of the most important thing there is, okay, then how do you deal with lead and make sure it converts into business? And, across the, millions of businesses we have on Yelp, we think that's going to be really valuable going forward. And obviously to have some expertise in the house, like Chris is incredible and will be influencing kind of how we look at our product roadmap going forward.
So quick, I want to transition into this geography. It's come up a few times, this geographic performance perspective. So Chad and I also have a roofing business in Redbird Roofing in Indianapolis, Indiana. And the way we look at it as a much, much smaller company, sub 10 million versus their big, these guys' big businesses is we're kind of at the spot now where the machine is built and we're just trying to get lead source from everywhere in. And, it's how can we leverage everything? Like, how can we leverage any third party lead ag that makes financial sense? Cause we're like to Chris's point, like we're tracking it all the way through. And we want this to be a great option for us too. We're in the state of Indiana. And so it's you guys know who's in the state of Indiana, right? Like, okay. So it's not, is that an option? So when we're looking at all the things, it's like, let's talk about geographic performance. I think it's important. We've mentioned the West Coast a lot of times. I am out in Phoenix. One of our really good friends is Ishmael Valdez, owned a company called NextGen. He would swear by his Yelps, like by the Yelp lead service that came in. But he's down in, Southern California. He built a big $100 million business fast, and I guarantee you he gives you a ton of credit. Not all, because he's him, but he'll give you a lot of credit. I'll tell you that much. But let's just talk about that. Why does Yelp seem to be incredibly effective in some markets, but then non-existent in others? And what drives the difference? It can't just be brand. I get that's got to be some of it, but like, what else? What help us understand?
Yeah, kind of. If you look at the evolution of kind of Yelp over time, there are some geographic areas where we started out really, really strong, and that momentum has continued. Right? California being a great example. Some of the West, some of the major larger cities. Now, we do have presence in all of these cities. We have, you know, and it is like any marketplace. You got to have the supply and demand. So you need the consumers in order to drive the pros. And, you know, we look for equilibrium. Certainly when you look on our, you know, kind of what are our corporate priorities, we want to make sure we're getting stronger in all of those markets. Today, you can still go in Indianapolis and find a bunch of home services pros that are, you know, either advertising or interacting with Yelp on the free tools. And you see a lot of consumers who are coming in. So, you know, whatever proportion of those, you know, 10 million leads a month that are coming through, they are coming through, you know, your Columbuses and your Indianapolises, and we feel good. We do think there's a lot of room to grow there. And we've got to do a good job, you know, starting with education, making sure we're monitoring the dynamics of that marketplace in order to grow it. But you can be very, very successful in those markets. And I would add that, like, you almost get first mover advantage if you do a really good job in those markets. And everybody wants an alternative to LSA. But it is really important to us. I would just also add, the first place people go, you know, it's kind of the services comes after restaurants, right? From an interaction perspective. And so the pattern that we see is kind of people discover Yelp in Los Angeles and where do I go find a burrito or take, you know, my spouse out for a date. And over time, as they learn more about the platform, we do a good job of funneling people into, okay, you know, it's spring cleaning time. Do you need to go out and, you know, have your lawn system repaired? And so that's kind of the model. And we continue to, you know, make sure that's a priority for us. So I'm not trying to go, you know, it just takes a while for all of that consumer demand. And when the consumer demand comes, the supply comes.
Yeah. One of the questions I would have, because as we're talking here, I'm like getting more and more interested in Yelp. And I'm like, I'm going to figure this damn thing out, for God's sakes. Like, how do I do this? And I think that it would be interesting to kind of hear from your guys' perspective, like, what aren't Aaron and I doing to be successful on this? And I guess probably better said is, like, where should we start? Like, if I have a low rating right now, I've got bad reviews on there, but I want Yelp to be a part of the business. With the amount of leads that you guys say you have rolling through there, I'd be an idiot to not engage with Yelp and try to figure out where I should go. Like, where would you recommend the two of us knuckleheads start?
You're not knucklehead. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it starts with just, this is going to sound so cliche, I hate it even coming to my mouth, like, you just got to engage with the system, right? Like, there are so many things that we offer. You know, I don't know what percentage of your listeners know how many products that we have released out into the marketplace. I think I said 200 since 2020, but we have things like...
Name them all, Jed. Go ahead.
Yeah, I will. You know.
This is a perfect example. Yeah, name them all. But also, I think that's what Chad's point is, that you just said your people don't know. I'm the CMO of our company, and I know Chad, because I do all the marketing. I'm running. I have no clue. There's been no interaction from me from Yelp to be educated, sent. So I don't even know how I would, unless I personally go on a mission to go find it. Right.
Yeah.
And that
I should fire my sales team if that's the case. No,
I'm a large company, Chili V. I don't hear from anybody from Yelp to tell me that. And I'm not trying to get your sales team.
Yeah, that's our fault. Yeah.
Example, right? Of like, well, we don't know. So like, you think the smaller guys are going to know? Probably not. Maybe they're more engaged because they feel like they can leverage that against us. Right. Which maybe they are.
Maybe we approach a question this way. I agree. With all this, I think it's what are the top performers? What are the service companies, like the top performers, doing? Like, what are they doing that's making them successful on Yelp? And now, this gives you an opportunity to not have to give the cliche answer, but like, if you can talk about, obviously you can't talk about all 200 products, right?
Yeah,
And that would be a great way to make people drop off real quick. But let's get to like, what are some of those things? Like, I think we're genuinely saying, cool, we're curious, we want to take advantage. What are the best doing?
Yeah. You know, a few of the examples that I loved, you know, we have our Yelp Guarantee program where Yelp is going to back up to $2,500 for every project that you go out and do. And so you can see you you can sign up for the Yelp Guarantee Program, and we're going to back those service pros. So that's an example of one of the things. We have portfolios where you can do before and after in a really great way. Response times, really, really important. You all understand that's publicly facing. If you respond quickly, that's going to be like one of the biggest factors in making sure that you get leads. Response quality, we coach you through response quality, you know, making sure that you're talking about already understanding the information that that consumer has provided. We have intelligent lead qualification. There are, my favorite is, just making sure that all of your profile is filled out in a really accurate way. All of our free tools, it doesn't cost a dollar to go do it. And that you're responding to reviews, you're using all of the free products, and that's going to tend to give you a phenomenal baseline when you need to be found, not only on Yelp, but now that we have these partnerships with, OpenAI and Meta and Apple, and, that's going to carry through there as well. Because I do think this thing is going to change very, very quickly. It's not going to happen overnight. But we all know in our personal lives how we're starting to discover things. And it's, I need a plumber who specializes in this by within the next hour, what's going to come up? And I think by doing those basics, you're going to put yourself in a position to be cited by some of those major LLMs in a big way. So those are just some of the things. Having honest, transparent communication style with those customers through the Yelp platform, or when you get them off Yelp, obviously really important as well. Chris, you see a lot of this stuff as well on the back end. I don't know, if you have any other advice.
And maybe not just on Yelp, but what I do see a lot of the folks that are trying to break in with lead sources in their area is they're setting a budget for each one of these lead sources, and then they're mapping out what the customer journey needs to look like, and they're tracking it to the end. And they're trying to understand, do these leads even reply is one of the first things I see a lot of people miss, because reply rate is huge. Are these customers engaging? I see, I don't know if you guys do Facebook leads at all, but like Facebook leads, sometimes the reply rate's fairly low. So you actually have to respond to those leads like 5 times on average, what we see in the back end. Like, so if you're on a cadence setup, either through a human or AI, to touch those things 5 times, you might think Facebook sucks and you can't grow that way. You actually can, right? So, I just think lead management is a huge part of it. Pick your sources, set a budget, set a map, and then measure each part of it to make sure that you want to invest in that source. Sort of what I see play out.
Ready to take your business to the next level? Growth doesn't happen by accident. It happens with the right strategy, mindset, and execution. At can'tstopthegrowth.com, you'll find proven tools, resources, and training built specifically for leaders and entrepreneurs in the trades. Visit can'tstopthegrowth.com today to learn how you can turn today's challenges into tomorrow's opportunities.
Listen up, VIPs. I know you think I'm incredibly good looking. You think Chad's pretty good looking. Aaron, he's okay. He's the older one of the group, but he's pretty good looking for a 50-year-old man. You know what's not good looking sometimes to you contractors and to you listeners? And that's email marketing. Why? If you actually knew how to do it properly, you'd think it was incredibly sexy. Well, Send It Email Marketing, one of our newest sponsors, has got it figured out for the trades. They specialize in the trades. That's why I invested in it. That's why Tommy with A1 Garage Door uses them. Chad with Peterman Brothers. Aaron with Eco. Gettle. Like, these guys don't just use companies that suck. They use companies that actually work, and using their existing contact list. You spend all that money to get the customer, yet you do a shitty job of monetizing the list. Use Send It Email Marketing to help you today. It's a low investment, high return, or your money back. Stop fucking around and get it done.
In that conversation, just curious with the same Chad, I don't know what you do here, but does Yelp have an integration for like a speed to lead function?
Absolutely. We have our request a quote product, which if you go on any Yelp services page, you're going to see, request a quote. And on each one of those folks who are participating in request a quote, you're going to see our average response time that we're publishing out to our consumers actually. And it's a big factor. And that is one of the key things. What I didn't say before, actually, it should have been very plain, like go claim your page on Yelp is the first thing. Like, as a business owner, go in, claim your page. That's kind of the basics that I forgot to go over. But there's a lot of free tools that allow you to do it. But the speed to lead is an important part of.
Yeah, guys, anybody listening, if you haven't claimed your own Yelp page, then I don't know where you're at this point, right?
Yeah.
let's reach that where we're at. But let's be honest. Come on, contractor guy. Through all of our own stuff, right? Let's do those things to win first, right? But I meant speed to lead integration from an AI. Like, can AI get that speed to lead and follow up, Chris? Because I don't know that. Like, we do that with a lot of other services right now. We have a lot of, you know, AI speed to lead follow up text message.
You can. And it's not just Hatch either. Like, they have an their API is open. That okay. API passes through not just the contacts information, but also the services they requested. Okay, so that content is there, and AI can use that to get back to the customer quickly, continue to follow up and book the appointment.
Okay,
so
we definitely don't have a lot of other services. I don't think we have anything with Yelp set up on the chat. Do you?
No, I don't have. I've got my profile pulled up, just taking notes over here. Just we got a little project ahead of us.
Okay, I'll send you my number after this.
Yeah, we have done a lot of work on the CRM integrations, and okay. You know, in certain cases we have, you know, folks who will use directly through our Yelp Leads API, and then in certain cases we'll use Zapier to make sure that it's, you know, compatible with Ever CRM. That was one of the biggest complaints we've had, and probably one of the biggest areas of progress is how do we take friction out of that process to drive leads in the format that you want into your systems.
Okay, that's good to know.
Hey, this is great. This is why you bring on the COO and not the CEO. No disrespect. Man, you got the guy who's in the shit. Yeah. He really gets to understand the functionality.
Yeah.
That was a really great stint there for just a second. We were talking about through there. That's really encouraging. You know, these just things that I didn't even know was an option.
Yeah.
And the contractors didn't know it was an option. And I want to go ahead and continue to segue. I think we probably got close to about, you know, maybe 10 minutes or so left to record on here. So I want to get to some of these other questions. And we've talked a lot about this around the trust factor. And it's just, you know, what's Yelp doing to improve trust and the overall experience for service business owners? Here's actually, after the conversation we've had, I kind of wanted to ask it differently. I think this is a step in accomplishing that, right? Like, we're trying to have really open, honest conversations about frustrations, about things we don't know as a service industry that we can leverage in the Yelp process. I think everybody would agree. Great. If this thing worked and we could get leads and they're good leads and we know they're definitive leads that came from Yelp and we have a good ROI, we continue to use them over and over again. And then we continue to spend as much as we can because the ROI is there. Like, that's the easy answer. But maybe we do a follow up at some point to say, okay, hey, we're X amount months later. And this is, you know, and Chad and Aaron, you know, launch these things and we can give an update. Okay, cool. There's two hits in like a, you know, a certain time frame, but there's gotta be like more communication that now I mentioned you have, I'm not sure what you call it, but you have a service pro, you know, advisory counselor, whatever you call it. I think Josh Campbell's on that, guys, just by the way, down in Texas. I think he participates in that. I can't remember if that is or isn't, but Josh, I know he's
with everything. How's this guy get involved with everything?
I don't know. He leverages, you know, Yelp for his business down there, and he's an advocate. But like, what's the ongoing stuff that you guys are trying to do to just continue to build trust, you know, in this, because it's, you guys know it's such a steep hill, and you just got to keep climbing it. There's no other way around it. You just got to keep going.
Yeah. You know, the first thing, I guess, I'm just for the world to hear, I'm screaming it. We are committed to services, right? You've seen it, at least in our financial results over the past 7 years in terms of what's happened. But we haven't done a good enough job of getting out there and really talking about what makes us a services focused company. You know, Yelp has a lot of different, you know, we serve a bunch of different verticals. The average user wouldn't love it. So, and with that comes education. And so, you know, we have been listening. I think Chris mentioned before, you know, we went out with mass numbers, and, you know, we, you know, got through that, for a period of time and realized it wasn't going to work for our customers. One of the like kind of genesis points of Yelp that I just want to like, it's important too, because we always built for like kind of in our first years for like the mom and pop. And then over time, and we still want to serve that very, very well. Like, it's important. Those are the future $10 million, $15, $20 million businesses. But like multi-location or, you know, larger service pros were like, that's like a second half of Yelp history thing. And we were behind the eight ball in that. And so our tools, you know, have evolved. And like over the last 2 years, we got really, really serious about it. And that just doesn't apply to like the massive players. It applies to like, hey, I'm kind of that, what we call local popular, moving, you know, regional, growing really quickly. You know, perhaps there's private equity involved at some level. And so like that is kind of the, right in the bullseye of where we want to be. And we got have to do a better job. We have Services Summit. We've done a bunch of events. We show up at the Service Titan stuff. We do the, you know, and so you hopefully will see us be more, much more front and center in terms of like taking the leadership role there.
Well, it's a good thing you guys got some deep pockets if you're going to Pantheon, because that doesn't, this vendor, trust me, been there, done that. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut off your flow. That's just the first thing I thought about when you said anyway. Yeah.
Hey, Pantheon's become a giant thing, man. And you know, I got a lot of love for Ara and Bahe. That's a giant event for Home Service. I mean, I think there was what, over 3,000 people at the last one. I mean, it's been a huge, huge event.
Yeah, you guys should get involved in the Freedom event, the Home Service Freedom event. That's at the end of the year. That's another big one.
Yeah.
Chad, I don't know if you want to keep us rolling.
I think Jed kind of hit on this. I think every business looks back. I know all three of us for sure. I'm guessing you two as well. But like if you're having to look back and kind of what you've learned, you mentioned kind of the mass numbers, catering to the big business too. Like what are maybe some of the other things that you guys would have maybe done differently if you had to start it today? Like what would that look like, or things that you learned along the way? Like, God dang, I know me. It's like, God, if I would have started that 10 years ago, I wonder where we would have been. I'm glad I just learned it today.
Yeah. I think we probably, specifically in services would have been, a lot more focused on, some of our larger customers, not to the expense of the smaller ones, but, really making sure that we had a lens for that, when we started. In a lot of ways, it's really weird. We are starting our business over today. I mean, my world, when you get out of day, I'm as excited as I've ever been, based on a lot of the AI stuff that's happening and kind of the way this whole industry is going to change. I had a startup come in a couple of weeks ago and talk to us, and they were, I don't know if you know them or not, but I'm not going to mention the name. But they're able to go in and get housing plans based on publicly available data, so that if you're an electrical contractor and you're going in, before you even pick up the lead, like what the framework of the house is based on public records. And like my mind was blown, and you can imagine like how much better does quoting get? How do you take that out of the experience? How can you kind of make, so like every day I'm seeing so much innovation in the space, and I'm sure like everybody, like it's both overwhelming and exciting. And so like when you ask the question, like, what would I do differently? Like we have that opportunity to kind of do it today. And that's like what we're thinking about. Like what does discovery for local pros look like in 3 years from now? I don't have a crystal ball, but I know it's not going to look like it does today. How do we bring along, and first of all, our customers educating us, and us bringing them along as well. And so that we're kind of going in tandem down this path, as opposed to being in like, disparate paths and not being able to like attack this thing together, because it's going to be huge for all of us.
In home services, speed to lead is everything. Chirp stands out by transforming your communication strategy. With Chirp, accelerate your lead response time with instant SMS text messaging, email, and ringless voicemail automation. Chirp's cutting-edge technology ensures you're the first and the most persistent, helping you close more deals than ever. But that's not all. Say goodbye to missed opportunities with Chirp's incredible follow-up system. Keep your leads engaged and moving smoothly through your sales funnel without lifting a finger. And with Chirp's deep integrations with top CRMs like ServiceTitan, HouseCall Pro, and Jobber, you can launch laser-targeted campaigns to connect with the exact right leads at the exact right time. Automation creates efficiency. Efficiency unlocks scalability. With Chirp, you can automate speed to lead, estimate follow-ups, rehash, abandoned call follow-ups, canceled job follow-ups, review requests, outbounding to your list, annual reminders, membership expiration follow-ups, and so much more. So stop chasing leads. Capture them. connect faster, and close more deals with Chirp. Contact Chirp today and elevate your communication game.
I want to bring up one thing on there, Chris, not just from time, but I want to ask a question for you because I do think that all of this is changing. I think we talk about this on this show a few times, actually, AI, right? Zero click, where the world's changing, customer center, how's work? Like, how do you see a Yelp and, you know, these platforms that are similar to a Yelp, I don't go through all the names of them, actually showing up and winning in that area and actually being value propositions? Because as we go along, like, our own content's going to matter a little bit more. The reviews are going to matter. The content's going to matter. But I think over time like that. So how do you guys kind of help win that or potentially win that? And, you know, and why pick Yelp over other ones in this game? Right.
Yeah.
Because
there's
going to be a lot of them and there's some people are going to be winners and some people are going to be losers on this one. And that, I mean, that's just the hard truth and what this game that's changing. So, I guess I'll leave that to you right there.
Yeah. We you know, there's really two ways that we're going to do it. You know, on Yelp, you know, I mentioned Yelp Assistant before. It's awesome. Go use it for restaurants. You know, you could, and then try it for, you know, a services business as well. And you'll see, but so there's the, you know, we get a phenomenal amount of internal traffic that comes to Yelp by choice organically. We want to provide the best experience that is kind of AI-ified on there. And then the second way is we got to make sure that we're partnering with the best external companies as well. And I can tell you, like, you know, it has been amazing how much attention has been paid to us from some of the bigger players. And you know, we've signed actual deals with, you know, I mentioned, it's probably the third time I mentioned it, but like all of the big ones, like including OpenAI. And I think the reason is local is really hard. And the nuance is really hard. And service offerings are really hard. And getting that content is really hard. It's just a hard thing for as a massive player for you. So, you know, what we hope and are going to continue to do is make sure that our content is really valuable for them. So it's a two-pronged approach. What can we do on Yelp? And what can we do off of Yelp? And that ultimately will help our customers. If you just do the basics, claim your page, make sure that your hours are correct, make sure that your service description is correct, all that stuff, you're going to have a better chance of showing up in the LLMs. And you know, because our reputation has over time, they want to kind of bring in our content. So it's a really cool time to be there. I don't know actually how it plays out over time. These things change so quickly. But you know, we believe that that is the strategy that's going to get and that the folks who do a good job kind of setting themselves up will end up showing up on a lot of those outside engines.
Will Yelp have a way eventually to manage and tell us what's coming in from LLMs to you guys and actually produce that information to contractors or your customer base, I guess, like us, for example?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I believe so. I don't want to go on record of saying, you know, I can tell you this. I'll tell you a story that happened recently. I'm not naming names on this, but a larger private equity owned, you know, a group came to us and said, can you just do kind of a report card on how we're doing on AIO and GEO? And, you know, what are the signals that we can see on our side that would make you more effective in that? And so that's not been productized yet. And I'm not in charge of product. I have some influence here and there, but I can imagine that will become a much, much more important in the same way that SEO became a massive important, you know, it's going to become, how do you kind of peel that onion back and understand what are the factors that are going to make me more likely to show up and why? Nothing to announce officially, but it's certainly on our mind and something that we're talking about in the four walls and have done some, let's call it dabbling in that thus far.
I love dabbling. Yeah. By the way, you were on record just from before. So that wasn't really an off the record. On the record.
Yeah. Dabbling is what Chris does now. Unemployed Chris dabbling.
I just dabble in that, you know. Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate that, buddy. Okay. So we're, you know, pretty deep into this thing too. I'm going to try to go ahead and wrap it up. And I appreciate you guys, both of you, Chris and Jed, you know, for just taking all the questions, giving your answers. And I love that you position this, Jed, and like, hey, yeah, we actually have the opportunity right now to maybe reset differently with what you know now, to Chad's point on his question. So I appreciate that. And I would think that the listeners would appreciate that, because it's, if we all can get this thing to work for us, great. And if we get there by answering all the hard questions, great. Who cares how we get there? It's just that we get there that matters, right? Like that's the game. Because with the volume of leads coming in for service contractors, to Chad's point again, we got to figure this thing out. Okay. And if we can do it with you, like let's leverage those things. So
yeah, Chad, call me so we can figure this thing out together.
I've got a great
now we have Judd's phone number too and email, so guess who else is getting
I would follow up. I'll make sure I get the best and brightest from our side just to kind of walk you through everything and
I would we would greatly appreciate that. That'd be very helpful.
I've got a great title for the follow-up episode, How We Figured Out Yelp.
What a thumbnail.
Sponsored by Yelp.
Well, we just call this one To Yelp or Not To Yelp, and then that's the follow-up. Well, I think this – I mean, listen, all jokes aside, that's a really great, like, legit opportunity from two big players who have influence, and I think that's a realistic thing that we could do together. Because we want to. We want to figure it out, and we know more now than we knew, you know, an hour and 15 minutes ago. Yeah. So, boys, I appreciate you coming onto the firing squad and taking it like champs, number one. And giving us just the time and even the attention to the service contractors. Like, I mean, listen, there's so much, there's a ton of work in progress, right? And there's still going to be a ton of people that, you know, you're just never going to make happy, right? But there's legit opportunity here to be figured out. And my job, I feel, you know, as a host of this show is to try and bring the worlds together to create opportunity for the home services contractors to scale. And this is a tool that they can use as long as it's one that they believe in. So my hope from this is that we were able to accomplish a little bit of curiosity today, right? To maybe make those who haven't tried Yelp to maybe consider it based on what they've learned, or those who are, you know, naysayers to maybe reconsider. So one thing I asked your team for,
I feel way more confident from today what we could do. I definitely do.
Well, so and to Jed's point, you know, about, you know, listening to the feedback. I asked for a couple things from these guys' team. And Jed, I don't know if you know this or don't know, but your team knows. So I'm almost going to roll out here on for you. Okay. Number one is I asked for a specific line of communication for our listeners to be able to reach out to you guys. And maybe not to you guys specifically, right? But to the appropriate team to help answer some of these questions, right? Who will have, you know, to give feedback. And it's and I'll share these in the show notes and the posts and things like that. But the email is listenerfeedback@yelp.com. listenerfeedback@yelp.com. So pretty straightforward. So if you're listening right now and you have more questions, you want to dig deeper into something, boom, there's your email. Now Yelp's responsibility is to not leave you in the inbox for a week, right? Like give a little bit of grace, right? Because I'm sure there's probably going to be a ton of stuff coming through. And I don't know how many people you have manning that. And Chris, if it's AI, don't say anything to anybody else. Okay, let's just keep it our little secret.
Speed delete. Right.
Exactly. You're gonna prove it. And then the last thing I asked for, and selfishly, and I know this kind of actually goes against, you know, what some people do, but I say, if someone's curious, you know, let's see if we can give some sort of unique offering on this podcast to maybe push him over edge to give it another shot. Right. I'm not always a fan of like giving things away for free because people will take advantage of it and ends up like, okay, they take advantage of it until it's not free anymore. They don't really measure the success of it appropriately, like all the things, but I wanted something. So I'm going to read this out loud and I'm going to tell you where you can go and get it. So to the listeners, number one, you've got a feedback loop, right? We've given you the email for it. Number two was an offering. I'm just going to read it directly or specifically off my phone so I don't mess up the jargon. So this is for new, can't do something. This isn't like for every single person, but for new multi-location advertisers on Yelp, they qualify for a 20% bonus advertising budget when they start campaigns before September 30th. So you got plenty of time here. Meaning Yelp puts in extra ad dollars on top of what you spend. Okay. So if it's free money involved, let's take advantage of the free money. Again, for multi-location advertisers. Now, what I asked them to do was create a specific landing page for this podcast. So these were the requirements that I asked for early on to make sure that I can give that, you know, that we can give that to you listeners. So that landing, don't expect you to remember this. I'm going to say it, but I don't expect you to remember it. Again, we'll put it in the show notes. So it's easy for you to click on and fill out. It's super easy. There's like five questions. It's going to take you less than a minute to fill it out. but it's business.yelp.com/home-service-VIP. Again, I'll put it in the show notes. You ain't got to remember that shit because you ain't going to remember it anyway. Take advantage of it. If your curiosity is piqued, gamble, take advantage of it. Take advantage of it in general, regardless of size, you know, and by leveraging the feedback loop, the email that we just shared. But for whatever reason, you know, if you know, these guys, I respect that you guys come on here and you take the firing squad. Like, I have so much respect for that, knowing what's coming, you know, and having been able to do this a few times now, it's what's best for the industry. And I appreciate you guys coming on board and talking about it.
Absolutely. Yes.
Been really fun. Thank you all. I welcome the questions, and it's and I know Chris does too. And you know, we're here for the, you know, home services industry going forward. I promise you that. We want to grow with all of our customers. So,
any closing statements from you guys, boys?
None from me. I had a blast. This was authentic. I didn't see much. I mean, I got to see Jed taking bullets and dodging, but also in it. And so this was awesome. It's entertaining. You guys are authentic, and I can see the value for all your listeners. So this was awesome. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, for me, I think you'd really appreciate the transparency on this stuff. I mean, I think, you know, my biggest takeaway is you can't give up on something and expect it to be great. So if we're going to make this great, it sounds like we're going to have to do it together. I know that you guys value our feedback, or you wouldn't have come on here. And so to me, if we've got open lines of communications, we can make this successful for both sides, which I think is awesome. So I'm excited to dive in. You know, I'm not huge on technology, but, you know, in today's day and age, you gotta be. So, we're leaning in and figuring it out. But, yeah, I think all in all, just appreciate you guys coming on here and being transparent and hopefully providing some value for the listener.
I'll second that. I appreciate it, guys. And, you know, I think, after this and even listen to this, I was like, you know, I think there's a lot of opportunity for our business to really re-engage with Yelp and look at what that looks like, and hopefully connect with some of your people to help us, you know, get that moving in a better direction. And to this point, like, can't, you know, you want something to be great, we can't give up on it. Even if we've been successful without it, I think there's still a lot more success, and the data has proven that you guys have a lot more coming through there than I think any of us actually really probably even knew. And we need to tap into that. So appreciate that, guys, and appreciate answering all the questions today. And it was good. It was good to well, I know, Jed, we met on a pre-call, but to meet you guys, and congrats on all your guys' success you've got going right now in the future together.
Yeah, well, love to meet y'all in person at one point. Maybe we can do this as, you know, maybe the second version's live, you know.
Oh, yeah. In Phoenix.
Yeah, no, I have a better suggestion. There's this nice little place in Kentucky. I don't say that very often, but it's called Bourbon Trail. And I'd be happy to meet everybody there, and we can go and just explore it together. I don't know. It's just not.
That would be great. That would be great.
I'm on my journey right now, Chris. Okay? Come on.
Well, I'll go ahead and close this out then. I want to just say, you guys mentioned this. You know, we talked about this before, but, you know, I've had second chances. Aaron, you certainly have been grateful for second chances in life. We've all had second chances. Like, I think that's a big deal here. And I think this is a great shot at another chance to kind of get it right. And it seems you guys are very genuine in getting that fixed. So I appreciate you. And to the listeners, you know, you can continue to have a negative attitude towards it, you know, or you can look at what's the potential here and be optimistic. And this isn't just, you know, with Yelp, this is just in general on things that maybe you tried before and didn't work well. Maybe take a look in the mirror. Were you also part of the problem? You know, but maybe give it another shot, but a more intentional shot. And so at least with some of you, there's an offering, there's a little, you know, icing on the cake to kind of help with, if you have curiosity on Yelp, but just in general, like, just because you tried something once and it didn't work doesn't mean you shouldn't try it again. But also, like, maybe take a realistic look in the mirror on were you also part of the problem, right? Because I think we can also ignore that for ourselves sometimes with our pride. So, but listen, at the end of the day, the whole reason this podcast is to help the contractors scale and grow. And that isn't just by, you know, maybe how to run these businesses or what things to do. It's also about the tools to use or the vendors that could help you scale your company. And Yelp certainly can be one of those, it seems like, and we're all just trying to figure it out together. So, the worst thing you can do is nothing, right? You got to do something, but don't talk about it. Be about it. So to our listeners, until next week, when who knows which VIP guests we'll have on next, or what surprise, or if Chad or Aaron will actually show up for it. Who knows? Or maybe me. Maybe I don't make it to that one. We'll see. But to our listeners, we appreciate you so much. We'll see you.
What's the password?
Don't talk about it. Be about it.